And also from the 70s, actress Karen Black was a counterculture darling then, who went on to become a queen of kitschy horror movies. She died this week in Los Angeles at the age of 74. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has this appreciation.
With a wide, sly smile and eyes that were slightly off-kilter, Karen Black was oddly alluring, says her friend Peter Fonda.
She wasn't the conventional-looking woman, and she took that unconventional look and made it interesting. It made you want to see more of it.
On screen, Black played quirky character roles that in many ways captured the zeitgeist of the 1960s and 70s. She starred in some of the most important movies of those decades at a time when American independent film was becoming a real artistic and commercial force. Her breakthrough was with Fonda in the 1969 classic Easy Rider. She played a New Orleans prostitute who drops LSD with him and Dennis Hopper. Their cemetery acid trip was disturbing and unforgettable.
I can feel the outside, but I can't feel the inside. Okay?
That wild scene, shot on grainy 16mm film, was edited down from 16 hours of improvised footage, says Fonda.
She was great at improvisation. She just was fabulous at improvisation. She was always pushing the limits, and it was thrilling to see. She had the highest octane.
Black also impressed Jack Nicholson and director Bob Rafelson, who cast her in the 1979 film Five Easy Pieces. She played a naive waitress devoted to an alienated upper-class dropout played by Nicholson.
I'll go out with you, or I'll stay in with you, or I'll do anything that you like for me to do, if you will tell me that you love me.
Her portrayal of Rayette DePesto won her an Oscar nomination, a Golden Globe, and a New York Film Critics Circle Award. Black was often cast as the doomed girlfriend, as she was in the 1974 version of The Great Gatsby. Later, she put her uncanny stillness and striking bone structure to work as a tragic transgender woman in Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean.
I'm not Joe, sissy. I'm Joanne.
What do you mean?
Joanne. I mean that, unlike, apparently, all of you, I have undergone a change.
When disaster films were all the rage, Black played a stewardess in Airport 1975. She was a femme fatale jewel thief in Alfred Hitchcock's final film and a country music singer in Robert Altman's Nashville. She even earned a Grammy nomination for two songs she wrote and performed in the movie.
He walked me, sweet Joshua, down the country lane. You brought me sweet Joshua where the roses grow so tall.
In the 1980s, Black specialized in thrillers and horror movies, most notably as a single New York woman attacked by a hilariously creepy fetish doll in the TV movie Trilogy of Terror. Fellow actor Peter Fonda says Black was up for anything.
She managed to play kooky, she managed to play sexy, she managed to play crazed, she managed to play all the different ways of human nature.
Karen Black died on Thursday after a long battle with cancer. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.